One day, a very rich and famous man went to buy a sports car from a dealership. The price of the car was $80,000 firm, and this man had only $79,998. The sales associate insisted that the price was firm and had to be $80,000. The man was somewhat frazzled. He wanted the car, so he went out of the store and looked around, and he saw a homeless man begging for help. He went toward him and introduced himself and asked the man if he would be kind enough to lend him $2. The poor man asked the reason. He replied, "Well, I'm buying a car." The homeless man thought for a moment and gave the man $4 and said, "Please buy one for me too." Ashlyn, Gabrielle, it is my hope in that the way that you live your lives in the risen Christ, that people will see the deal that you've gotten and want the same. We prize and put value on so many things, but we are leaving this planet with none of them except all that we have done to be the children of God He created us to be. Every act of kindness, every acknowledgement of the dignity of all of your brothers and sisters, and once again, that you live lives of grace and conversion. The Son of God Himself tells us through St. Paul, "You were at one time spiritually dead because of your sins and because you were Gentiles without the law. But God has now brought you to life with Christ. God forgave us all our sins. He canceled the unfavorable record of our debts with its binding rules and did away with it completely by nailing it to the cross." Sacred Scripture tells us very clearly what we owe because of this debt. The wages of sin is death. And it's not just talking here about physical death. It's talking about eternal death of the spirit. And I would say that most of us, if not all of us, when it comes right down to it, knowing that we so often avoid thinking about our mortality, but realizing there will come the time where we will take our last breath, and we'll know at that time we do not have power in ourselves to take another, but every one of us will want to live. This is the awesomeness of the gift of life from God. And at that time, even if we've lived our lives in complete rebellion against Him, at that time we will be looking for a Savior. Even the most hardened of atheists, I believe, like Christopher Hitchens, who refused adamantly to convert as he was dying, I believe he closed his eyes on this life, opened his eyes to eternity, looking in the face of Jesus and said, "Oh, crap." But there is time now to recognize the deal that God has offered. We have to do nothing to pay for or buy or work for our salvation. That work was done on the cross for us. What we do is to accept the love of God poured out in the blood of the Lamb. For there is no other way. There is no one, once I take that last breath, who can give me another breath except the risen Christ himself. And I believe, just like when my mom used to come in the morning to wake us up for school and turn on a light in a very dark room, when I breathe my last, I do not know how to keep my mind awake, for every night I surrender myself to sleep. And except that I set an alarm clock or somebody wakes me up, I really have no power over when or how I'm going to come to wakefulness. But when I no longer have this body to wake up in, I will let my mind go to sleep because I do not know how to keep it awake. But one day, at his choosing, Jesus Christ will say, "Thomas Patrick," and I will wake up again to eternity. This is the deal. This is the gift you are being given today. It is my hope that you will live in such a way that all will see it and want the same. That they will see that this price that was paid for us is beyond monetary value. For God's only begotten Son is the ultimate gift, the ultimate treasure of all of creation, and has been given to us freely. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing, is the words that he said for all who vented their anger and violence against him. His heart is always directed to our salvation, his hand always reaching out to save. Today you will be with me in paradise. I hope you hear him whispering that in your heart as you are given the gift of eternal life at the font of baptism. Today you will be with me in paradise. After hearing the story of the crucifixion every year, after seeing the miniseries, after seeing crosses practically everywhere, does the cost of our sins still have an impact on us? Let all of us look one more time to what Christ had to suffer to pay for our sins. He had not slept for over 36 hours. They pressed a crown of thorns into his skull. He suffered whippings, beatings, spitting, mockery. They nailed his hands and feet to wood. But you know what? The worst was yet to come, because on the cross, our Lord suffered hell for us. And the Father was pleased to put all of the punishment on him for all of our sins, for all people, for all time. To the point that the very Son of God yelled out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It was at that point his love was most pure and powerful. For he gave everything, did not withhold anything from us. Why would we not want to take advantage of that deal? If not now, then at some point when you realize that for all of us, ultimately, time runs out. But not for the Son of God who lives forever. That was the cost of my sins. That is the cost of our sins. But that is also God's perfect love poured out for us. What he suffered, the punishment that we ourselves deserve. And after he had suffered the entire punishment, he yelled out in victory, "It is finished." Nothing left to pay. And for all those who had run away from him, those who were closest to him, Peter, who denied him three times, except for his own mother, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, Joseph, and Salome, and John, the beloved disciple, all of them ran away. And when he saw them for the first time as the risen Lord, there was no recrimination. There was no violence or no dispute that they somehow had to prove to him their love for him. He simply said, "Peace be with you." This is the peace that you are being given today, and it is my hope that you live that peace in such a way that all who see that will want that same peace for themselves. For us, this is what he tells us. Pay to all what is owed to them. Taxes to whom taxes are owed. Revenue to whom revenue is owed. Respect to whom respect is owed. Honor to whom honor is owed. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. My brothers and sisters, it is my prayer for you throughout this Easter season, on behalf of our bishop, all of my brother priests, our parish staff here at the Cross in the Woods Catholic Shrine of Indian River, that you have a happy and blessed Easter for you and all of your families, and that through the Sacred Heart of Jesus, especially through the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the compassionate heart of Saint Joseph, that the peace and harmony of the Holy Family of Nazareth and the light of the risen Christ will be with you forever. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Can you say amen?